Blog Talk Radio.
Women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2011. I'm coming to Atlanta September 30th through October 2nd for Project Curve Appeal's 2011 Sisterhood Conference. This conference is designed for women groups, clubs, and organizations uniting for the ultimate experience. I will be there to host the main event, Rock the Runway, and right before that event, I will be presented with a Curvy Icon Award, which I am super excited about. For more information about being a vendor or a sponsor of that event, visit sisterhoodconference.com or werocktherunway.com. Plus Model Radio is also a proud sponsor of the 5th Annual International Fuller Woman Expo, which will be held on September 10th, 2011 at the Detroit Historical Museum in downtown Detroit, Michigan. The International Fuller Woman Expo features products, services, and seminars that give plus-size women a day of education, empowerment, and enjoyment. Returning this year as keynote speaker is the fabulous Kim Coles. Admission to the International Fuller Woman Expo is only $10. To purchase tickets, to become a vendor or a sponsor, or for any additional information, visit the Fuller Woman Expo. Now, today on the show is Diva Day as we celebrate Daily Venus Diva. For those of you that don't know, Daily Venus Diva is the sister magazine to Plus Model Magazine, and they are both published under Venus Imaging Education LLC. And the CEO of that company is Valerie Amador, and she is the creative director of both publications. So if Plus Model Radio is Plus Model Magazine's baby, then Daily Venus Diva is my auntie, if that kind of makes sense. And together we're all an award-winning family holding the number one spots in our specific areas. So my guests on the show this evening are Daily Venus Diva's editor-in-chief, Stephanie Penn Danceforth, Janie McKenzie Cohen, Diva's deals editor for the Daily Venus Diva. That's kind of a tongue twister right there. And a Diva in Need project director. But up first is Cassandra Jones McBride, the features editor for Daily Venus Diva and executive producer of the International Fuller Woman Expo. Cassandra is a Detroit native, and she serves as the features editor for the Daily Venus Diva, and as I said, the executive producer of the International Fuller Woman Expo, and she's founder of the International Fuller Woman Network. She's CEO and co-founder of Pretty Girl Project, an initiative-based nonprofit for girls, and executive board member for SAFE, Sisters Acquiring Financial Empowerment, a nonprofit that helps victims of domestic violence become financially self-sufficient. So let's welcome Cassandra to the show.
Please.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you don't really go by Cassandra. You go by Cassie, right?
Cassie. Everybody knows by Cassie.
Right. So how long have you been involved with Daily Venus Divas?
Well, I've been involved as an editor since 2009. I came onto the site as an editor because I just really enjoyed first being involved in the Venus community, mm-hmm. which is just a group of women that, you know, talk about similar to like the Ning format where you can post pictures and share stories and have forum discussions. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that community, and then I came on as one of the editors. First I was a contributor and then came on as an editor. So I've just been so blessed to be in the company of such amazing women, be able to share my perspective on the things that happen in the plus community and things that just affect me as a woman, because, you know, we are all connected with being just a woman first, and there even is Diva speaks to all aspects of a woman, and then a woman that just happens to have curves. So I'm just excited about being a part of the magazine.
Now, you are the features editor, so tell us, what does that mean, and what are the type of things you write about?
Well, initially I was the fashion editor, and of course fashion editor means that you're fashion focused, but I found myself being drawn to stories that were more topical about activism, about community initiatives, kind of broader than just being focused on fashion. So I became features editor because I just started to speak about features that had much of a broader appeal that wasn't really narrow in scope. So that gave me more freedom to talk about anything that I would like to. So I'm very happy about that role.
Now, you're involved with lots of things besides writing for the magazine. And I know the main thing you have coming up is the expo. But before we get into that, let's talk about the Pretty Girl Project. What is the Pretty Girl Project?
Yeah, it's Pretty Girl Project. I'm very, very excited about Stephanie and I, the editor of Daily Venus Diva. We do a lot of initiatives together in the community, and one thing that we're most proud of is Pretty Girl Project, which is a nonprofit organization that is initiative-based, meaning that we do small events, or the largest event that we do is the Pretty Girl Proud Princess event, where we gift area Detroit girls who are financially struggling to actually go to prom. We provide them with the essentials, which is just a prom dress, accessories, donated for people around the country. But we also want to give them tools to help them in that transition to adulthood. So because they graduate from high school, we also want to give them etiquette training and how to apply age-appropriate makeup. And we have career counseling there, and we teach them a few hustles before they get to the dance floor on that big day for them. So we give them a lot of things that they can take with them. And I know that the dress really gets them there, but they want to leave with much more than just the dress. And so we're really proud of what we do with the project.
Well, that's nice, because I thought giving the prom dress to the girls in need, I thought that was the whole project, but that's just one aspect of the project. So that's really, really nice.
Yeah, that's just one aspect. We do plan on expanding it to younger girls and doing smaller things and like that. Not only necessarily prom initiative, but we have a lot of programs we want to roll out once we are able to, you know, get the funding, because, you know, nonprofits, we always struggle in finding funding to do what we do, but we're getting a lot of support in what we do. We're thankful for all the people that come out for whatever we produce with Pretty Girl Project. We have a lot of support. We give to over 45 girls each year. That's our benchmark has been 45. We've kind of like hit that, and I think this year it was 46 girls. So next year we want to do it bigger and better. We want to have our goal is to have at least 100 girls come through for the initiative. So we are looking forward to even bigger and better things with the project. We just want to keep trying to affect more girls in the community.
Now, tell me about SAFE, Sisters Acquiring Financial Empowerment.
Yes, yes. SAFE was founded by Kaylin Risker 5 years ago. She was a victim of domestic violence herself, and she began to perceived that there was a need to have an element that she needed when she was going through the transition to get out of her situation was the fact that financially you're not prepared to leave your abuser, your domestic partner, because that's one of the things that they hold over you, is that crippling, you know, you can't go with, because you have nothing,
no money,
you know, to take with you, and yeah, how are you going to survive? And a lot of those aspects keep women held in that bondage. And so she decided to change that. So she created SAFE, Sisters Acquire Financial Empowerment, to be able to give to women those tools that would help them to be self-sufficient, like career training, career counseling, tools that will allow you to be able to build your capital enough and get your house in order, my mother would say, so you'll be able to leave your situation and transition into a more positive environment. So we just celebrated the 5th anniversary. I just came on this year, and I'm just so excited about getting to work for the women in the community as well. And 5 years and 500 survivors she's able to have affected over the years. So she's doing amazing work, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Now tell me about the International Fuller Woman Expo and Network. What's the network part?
Well, the network part was founded in 2009, and well, actually 2008, rather. And what I thought that was important was past the initiative that we did with the expo, we wanted to be able to connect to the women that we support and highlight during the one-day event throughout the year and try to have dialogue that would be supported and create change along the way, not just wait till the actual day. So we started the Ning site initially and got about 300 people involved in that, and now I noticed that with those 300 people were like from everywhere, from Africa, Australia, you know, Paris, like everybody, you know, from all over the world was connected there. And then after we left that format, we transitioned over to the fan page that we have on Facebook, which have over 2,000 people. But through that network, we are able to really have dialogue with people who are trying to do things that are positive in their own parts of the world that mirror the message of the Fuller Woman Expo that we highlight, which is self-love and self-efficacy and knowing that you're valued and knowing that you're worthy of all the good things that life has to offer you, no matter what society may tell you is the opposite. So we are so proud to announce this year that we joined forces with a published magazine for your curse called Big Sister Magazine in Nigeria. Mm. And they learned about us through the network, and they are now going to publish, I'll be one of the contributors to their magazine.
So when you say
so
it's published, you mean in print? Like a hard
print.
Copy when you say published?
Yes.
Oh.
I was excited that when I saw that, like, we don't even have that here. So 10,000 copies she prints each month. She's planning on, her name is Elise, and she's planning on doing 20,000 copies by the end of the year and going over into neighboring Ghana to distribute. And I'm so proud to have that partnership, and we're going to support each other to continue the dialogue there. So I'm really excited about that.
Now, one of the things you have this year is the Mia Amber Davis Award. Now, I know Mia was kind of your spokesperson for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about the award that you've given her name to.
Well, the first time we had actually had a Woman of the Year Award was last year, and Gwen DeVoe was our first recipient. And she was in attendance, and she was surprised to get it, and we wanted just to surprise her, honor her for the contribution that she's done in the community, how she's affected so many lives, and particularly the lives of the women that were in attendance. And so we first gave the award to Gwen. And then Mia has always supported us in both countries from day one in the expo in Canada and in the U.S. I don't know of an expo without her. So she has definitely impacted us, and we asked her to be the spokesperson for the network, or at the expo and the network, because she completely embodied what we wanted to have everyone leave with, which is a complete commitment to the movement, a firm understanding that we are connected to a community and we are responsible for each other. And she always was accessible to us. To me, she never not answered the phone when I called. She was always willing to help, and she lended her time and her image and trusted in that for us to be able to deliver what we did. And so because of that, we've changed the name to the Mia Amor Davis Award of Excellence, because the people that are honored with that award embodies what she represented, and mm-hmm. wanted to make sure that the plus size industry know that, you know, we're here to stay, and we're relevant, and the people that we gift to are a representation of that mission. So this year it will be Valerie Amador, mm-hmm. Which will be in attendance this year, and people will be able to meet and experience her, because she is a remarkable woman, and to have done what she's done and just revolutionized the way that we see plus size women online is extraordinary. So I don't believe she gets enough credit for what she has published.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like she needs to be elevated in the way that I can. And so I decided to give her the award this year.
Now, tell us some of the special guests that will be there this year.
Well, we have back the talented actress and comedian Kim Coles. I'm so excited to have her back. She has a new initiative this year where she's gotten rid of her trademark braids, and now she's wearing her hair natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as we know, is a transition completely, because you have to really view yourself as beautiful and love exactly who you are authentically. And
mm-hmm.
she's taken on that mission and incorporated that into her new programs that she has, that she speaks about across the country. Of course, is the GIFTS initiative that she has also. So she's bringing that back to the expo this year to try to empower women in the audience to do the same. And then we have Dolores Presley, who was our first guest speaker in the first event in Detroit in 2009. She'll be back again to help us unleash the power of you. She's a corporate speaker, traveled across the country, motivating the masses, and now she's back to bless us again. And then we have Janine Ferguson, Super Plus Model Powerhouse, and she is back to give us a Plus Modeling 101 training. The same class that Mia would do every year for us, she's now taken on that role this year, so we're so excited about it. And we have the Curvy Cafe, which is brand new this year, which is at Detroit Historical Museum, so they're able to actually go and view the installation in the museum, as well as take advantage of the expo and the cafe and the fashion showcase sponsored by IGG, by Yulia Raquel. And we're just really excited about this year. It's going to be a great event.
So tell me, where do you purchase tickets, and where do you get more information about the event?
We can go online to thefullerwomanexpo.com. We do have actually a VIP reception for Kim Coles as well that people can take advantage of. They can have a four-course meal and dine with her. And we have an afterglow also. All those VIP passes, tickets for the expo, can be purchased online at www.fullerwomanexpo.com, thefullerwomanexpo.com, and through PayPal. And tickets will be purchased at the door as well.
And so do you have anything else coming up that we didn't talk about that we should be on the lookout for?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Well, Safe Health and Wealth Expo is coming up October 22nd. Last year, it's a free health and wealth expo for the community. Free food, free health screenings.
And that's in Detroit.
That's in Detroit.
Okay.
We had last year about 700 people that came through, and we're hoping to double that amount. So that's not over.
And so for people to keep up with the different things you're doing, how to do so, your Facebook and Twitter?
My Facebook, which is, if you just put in the email address, beforewomenexpo@gmail.com, you'll find me. I'm Kathy Jones McBride, MCBRYDE. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Fuller Woman Expo. And, that's where you get to know everything there is to know. I'm fully immersed, you know, in the Expo and what we do, but I always promote other initiatives that I'm doing or that other community members are doing on the fan page or the network as well. And that's the International Fuller Woman Network. You can find that on Facebook also.
Well, thank you for being on the show. Looks like you have your hands full and a lot of positive things, and some of these things I didn't even know, and I'm excited about all the positive things you're doing.
Well, I just appreciate you for being our sponsor for another year. What you do have always inspired me, from your appearances on BET to everything that you do with Now, and just your positive energy, and it's always inspired me. So thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, thank you, and we're going to keep talking about the Fuller Woman Expo here until it's done, because it's coming up in a few weeks.
I know, don't remind me. I got so much more to do, but yes, it's coming up.
Well, all right, don't work too hard.
I'll try not to. I'll sleep in October sometime, I'm sure.
All
okay,
right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, up next on the show is Janie McKenzie Cohen, and she is a skilled marketing manager and has a flair for creative PR. As an editor and collaborator, Janie assisted in orchestrating a strong social networking presence for Senator John Kerry's 2008 senatorial campaign and was editor for the campaign's official website. She also worked closely with Director Robert Greenwald on the research and development of several political documentaries for Brave New Films, while at the same time writing for one of her affiliate sites, NewsHounds.us. Following the birth of her son, Cross, Janie has applied her hard-earned and learned lessons to the world of plus-size fashion. Janie has now taken on the role of deals editor for Daily Venus Diva magazine, as well as becoming the program director for the Diva in Need project. Using her social media and PR skills, Janie is now focused on growing the Diva in Need project to ensure her curvy sisters are provided with more than just great shopping deals, but the necessary tools they need to succeed and thrive. And let's welcome Janie to the show.
Hi, Shanice. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. Hello? Yeah. No, I keep getting dropped. I mean, my phone's not dropping. I have service. Everything's going fine. But it goes silent whenever they try to get to me. Totally silent. It's not my phone.